Rise, soar, evolve, transform into the you that you were created to be. It's time to let go of fear, doubt, and limiting beliefs of who you are and who others said you would be. Are you ready? It's time to ascend. Welcome to the Queendom. Hello, and thank you for tuning into Queendom Living. I am your Queen Coach, Laresha. This show was created with you in mind. Well, hello, kings and queens. I have my tea. I hope that you have your tea, your coffee, or your favorite beverage as we sit back and chat. Well, today we have another phenomenal show, and I know I say this every week, but we have only phenomenal shows and phenomenal guest hosts on Queendom Living. Well, today I have the one and only Kim May. I tell you, I am so excited to have her. Oh my God, I have her bio right in front of me, but I can't read it. It wouldn't do her any justice. Kim is in the virtual green room and she's vibing out. She's listening to her music and she is just preparing to come in live. But before she do, I want to just share a little bit of information about this beautiful woman. I tell you, Kimmy is bold. She is courageous. She's beautiful. She's dynamic. She is a poet in her own right. She is a writer. She helps produce her own music, and she has a highly syndicated show, Big Girl Chronicles. I tell you, this woman walks on the runway of life and she owns it. Not only does she own it, but she slays it. She is amazing. I had an opportunity to meet Kim many years ago, and having this opportunity to see her grow, to develop, to transform her life into a sin has been wonderful. Her evolving from the young girl I've met at Truth Apostolic Community Church to this beautiful woman that she is today, I am so proud of her. Not because she has a highly syndicated show, not because she's a beautiful woman and wife, and she's so many things, but she is truly a woman that knows who she is. She owns who she is. And she's unapologetic about who she is. I am so excited to have her today on Queendom Living. I'm not going to prolong our time together. I want to bring her in live. Well, hello, Kimmy.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. You are so wonderful.
Oh my
God. Thank you for all your words. I'm happy to be here. I'm so excited.
I'm excited to have you. You know, I have been anticipating this moment for a very, 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 very long time. And when I asked you, I was like, okay, I have to have her. And I know that some things came up and we could not connect on my end, but this is the right time and the right season. And right now I am with the person that I have been waiting to talk to forever. So, kings and queens, you have the fabulous Kim May today on Queendom Living with Queen Coach Laresha. Kim, how I open the show is I ask you these five amazing questions. Now, again, these questions are not political. They're just questions for my audience to get to know you a little better. Is it okay if I ask you these five amazing questions?
Absolutely. Here we go.
Well, Kim, since you are the creator of Big Girl Chronicles and all things fabulous,
yes,
what is the one fabulous thing that people don't know about you?
Wow, that's a good question. One fabulous thing that people don't know about me. I would say I'm not an expert at this, but I do know how to play the piano a little bit.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, I can read some music. I cannot play by ear, but that is something I can do, just a little bit of song here and there.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, question number two, being that you are a girly girl, and if I was to go into your purse, what would be that go-to thing that makes Kim go, I feel wonderful? What is that go-to thing?
My go-to thing in my purse, believe it or not, is my lip gloss. I either need Carmex or Mary Kay's. It's their lip gloss shine, because it's like a nice thick, but the way it just lays on my lips, it moisturizes. But I'm all about moisturizing.
Yes.
So that is that is definitely my go-to, especially living in Colorado where it's cold, the weather's dry. And so just having my lips moisturized, and that's my go-to.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Number three.
Yes.
If you could speak to the little girl, the little Kim May, what would be the one thing that you would share with her?
You want waterworks already. The one thing, there's a couple things, but the one thing I would share with my younger self is, you are so confident and you are so loved, and you are going to empower so many people, and you will be safe. And that's huge. Just the feeling of safe and protection. I want her to know that you are protected and you're safe, you're loved, you will empower others.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
And so, I know that was more than one thing.
No, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. No. Well, question number four is, since you are a CEO, I would say CEO.
Yes.
Who is your hero?
Well, one of my heroes is who I'm doing this wonderful interview with. Queen Coach LaRusha. Because if it was not, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the show, everyone, but it's not because she's been my personal coach. And, you know, and that's the reason why I'm the CEO, but she is a huge instrument in my life. And you already know her testimony and her story, and that's inspirational to me. And just to see, like she says, she's seen me as a little girl and seen my evolution. I have witnessed that myself. And that is just amazing, amazing to me, amongst a couple others as well. But you are one.
Oh, I promise you, you're not going to make me cry today. I felt a little moist. I did. As they would say, I felt a little bit in my sha-na-na. I promise you, I did. I did.
Right.
So question number five, okay. Because I know that you are married. And if you could go anywhere in the world with your life partner, your husband, your king, your soulmate, where would that be?
Ooh, I would say there's a couple places, but one main one, I would say Paris, France, because we were When we got married, we were supposed to go there for our honeymoon. And unfortunately, due to the passing, tragic passing of his mom, a lot of our plans of getting married and honeymoon shifted. And so we weren't able to do that. We had a wonderful honeymoon in Catalina Island, though. But, you know, we definitely had plans. But that I would say that would be a main place I would love to go with, go to, excuse me, with my husband, so that we can actually have the honeymoon that we wanted.
Well, thank you so much, Kim, for playing along with us. I promise you, I would not hurt you.
You listen. I loved it, though. That was fun.
Well, I'm so glad you had fun. I'm glad, again, that you are a guest on Queendom Living. We have been waiting for this opportunity to talk to you and to share with you. And for those that are tuning in, I know that I call her Kim A, but her name is Kimberly Mann. And I am so glad to have her. She is amazing. And, you know, I had an opportunity to talk with her. And I remember thinking one day, she needs her own radio show. She has a story. She ought to rock the mic. She's good at it. Why don't she have it? And today, not only does she have her own radio show, but it's syndicated, and it is international. So I am so excited to have her on. Okay, man. With that being said, for those that are listening and they're hearing all these wonderful things about you, and you are the host of Big Girl Chronicles, what was the vision behind Big Girl Chronicles?
The vision behind Big Girl Chronicles was to create a platform and a space for my plus size queens out there and my plus size dudes out there, you know, but it was specifically for plus size women to feel safe or to have a place to come to be themselves, and let's discuss all the things we go through, positive, indifferent, about being a big girl. And that's the true vision for this. You know, we're talking about all things, whether it's fashion, even to health, you know, even to dating as a big girl.
Yes, yes, yes. I love your hook. What it says, we're not skinny, but we're good and plenty.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, I love that. Now, why did you make that your tag or your hook to Big Girl Chronicles?
Yes, so not skinny, but good and plenty. So I actually have a song called Big Girl. I published an album. It's been a good 10, 11 years now since I released my very first album. And so on that album, I have a song called Big Girl. Mm-hmm. And just where that song even came from, I did co-write it with B. Slade. Mm-hmm. And he was my producer, engineer, everything. He was the one who discovered me, so shout out to him.
Shout out. I'm
always grateful to be Slate. But one day I was just talking and I was just sharing how, you know, I'm tired of trying to please others. You know, it didn't matter if I was thin, big, curly hair, straight hair. You know, I am who I am and I love myself and I'm not going to change for somebody else. And so from there, that's what birthed the song Big Girl. Cause I remember like it was yesterday, he said, we need to go into the studio. Let's write, you know, and that's how Big Girl came apart. In a part in that song, I say, no, I'm not skinny, but I'm good and plenty. And so I just, like, that is so true. I may not be skinny or thin, but I know I'm good in plenty, and not just in physical eyes, but in the inside. Oh, I'm good in plenty. I'm more than enough.
Yes, I'm so glad that you said that, because I think for a lot of us women, and I know some men too, they're probably thinking, don't leave me out. We struggle with that. Am I good enough? Am I enough? We struggle with our identity. Body shaming is a big thing, especially yes. right now. And for me, I know that as I've gotten older, I've gained a few more pounds. And you know, being pretty much small all my life mm-hmm. and then gaining weight, people would say, well, did you have a baby? Did you do this? Did you do that? And I'm like, wow, I just couldn't gain weight. It had to be,
right.
You know, and it wasn't, they didn't say it in a positive way. It was like yeah. a very negative way. Like, what yes. happened to you? Like, yes. it was so hurtful. Yeah. And I realized that I had to be okay with myself because the world may not accept me, but mm-hmm. I have to be willing to accept myself. Did you go through something similar where you had to just forget what people said and embrace yourself?
Absolutely. I feel like my whole entire life, you know, mm-hmm. but just grow. I've always been a big girl, mm-hmm. you know, so from baby on. So I already knew this was just going to be my body structure, you know, and not using that as an excuse. Oh, I'm just big bone. No, the doctor literally said to my mother, you're going to yeah. have a big girl. She's going to be chubby, mm-hmm. you know, but just from growing up, you know, to even in adult, I feel like I experienced it more in my adult life. People can be so cruel.
Yes.
And so just in my adult life, but there was a point where when it came before my wonderful husband, yes. but we, you know, when it came to dating or just even having friendships, you know, it was, why did my weight have to be such the huge topic? Or it's like, oh my goodness, like I'm not normal, you yes. know? So, or I would hear just slight low digs. People think they're being comedic or funny.
Yeah.
And it's not funny at all. Even, you know, seeing music videos back in the day and they have all the big girls running to a buffet,
yes.
you know, like that's all we are. We are not all about running to a buffet and stuffing ourselves. I do love to eat, but that's yes. not why I'm big, you know? And so those pivotal moments are, like I said, dealing with guys and, you know, oh, I love your personality, but if you can lose a little bit more weight or yes. if you could work on, I am who I am. I would have been the same person if I was thin.
Yes.
You know, so I'm like, you know what? This is who I am. I'm embracing myself. I love myself. Take it or leave it.
You yes. said a mouthful, because I like that part, take it or leave it, because I think people think that you need them.
Come
like
on.
You need people to validate your existence when you are who you are. And I think because of TV and different yes. things, they have the smaller size women and they esteem that as the thing. That is what you're supposed to subscribe to be. When that's not true. I support right. you and what you do, but I love who I am.
Yes. So
for the girl that is experiencing body shame, or she feels like I'm not pretty enough, or I have to be a size 4 or a size 2, what would you tell her?
I would tell her, listen, queen, you do not have to be a size 2. You don't have to be a size 4. Whatever size you are beautiful. You are more than enough.
Yes.
You are accepted. And there are people out there who love you, who will love you. Whoever, if you're looking for a significant other, they're out there,
yes.
you know, but you are more than enough. You, who said that size 2 and 4 was normal or that was what was perfect? Who yes. even made that up, you know, and you're well, you're whole, you're healthy. A lot of people are out there who are thinner than us with diabetes,
yes.
any type of illnesses that they would put on a plus size person.
Yes.
So that's what I would tell her and just embrace it, even if you have to tell yourself every single day, even if you don't believe it that day or in that moment. Still look at yourself in the mirror. That's what I had to do.
Yes.
And I still do. I still have to sometimes, but still look at yourself in the mirror and look at your curves and hold them, love them, rub on them if you have to, but say, I am beautiful. I am more than enough. It's not about the size I wear. It's how I wear my size.
Hello, listening audience. Did you just hear what she said? She said, is that about the size I wear? But say that again for me.
It is not about the size I wear. It's how I wear my size.
Well, hello there, someone. Are you listening today? I love that. I think because in the time which we live in, it defines us.
Yes.
Oh, I have to be a certain size. I have to have a certain curve. I have to have a certain this. And people are getting things done to change their body. And if that works for you, God bless you. We're not knocking you. But I think that when you are just who you are,
absolutely,
a lot of people, they think that's just not good enough. So I'm so glad that you have a show where you talk about it all. And you lay it out there. And I had an opportunity to listen to your testimonies and your interviews. And it is a dynamic platform. So for me, now I asked you already about the tag, but what was the thought process behind creating the show? Because I know for me with Queendom Living, it was a self-love sanctuary. That was like, I felt myself changing and growing and evolving, and I felt like God was really doing something in my life that was, to teach women to be a queen and to love themselves and own who they are and to walk on the runway of life and you never have to change. So that was what mine was about. What was yours about?
Yes. I actually always wanted to, once I started doing music, I actually wanted to have some type of, if it wasn't in a show back then, we weren't doing vlogs or YouTube, but some type of forum. I've always wanted for big girls, let's talk about these things. I'm for the underdog because I was the underdog.
Yes.
And so it's who I root for, but I've always wanted that. And then as time went on, especially more with the pandemic, now we have podcasts and shows and things like that. And then I know reaching out to you, I feel like that shifted. Just something in me shifted. I wanted to do more than music too. I think that's a huge piece in this. I'm always going to do music in some shape or form, but I wanted to evolve from that too, and use my voice. I was born with my vocal cords paralyzed.
Mm.
And so I knew then my voice, whether it's being an advocate, even in my day-to-day, the type of work I do, and who I advocate for, my voice has always been my gift in however shape or form, So I knew I needed to continue to use my voice. And then I know I reached out to you for personal things and self-care and all of that. And then the same way I got into music, when someone saw something in me that I didn't think I can do, or I knew I could, but I was too nervous. You were that person that helped me launch Big Girl Chronicles as well. And you saw that in me. And so, and it was something I always wanted to do. I knew I needed to use my voice in a different way. And here's Big Girl Chronicles.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Just before we move on, like I said, I remember that evening we were talking and I was like, why don't she have a show? She's amazing. Her voice is amazing. She has so much to offer. And I was like, she has to have a show. Mm. And you doing your work to create this, you did the work. This is your brain baby, your brand, so to speak, baby. and you birthed it out. And it's been what, how long has it been thus far?
Man, I believe it's five, going on about 5 months.
Oh my God. So what has been your highest moment? It's a two-part question. Your highest moment with being, with having Big Girl Chronicles, and what has been your lowest moment with having Big Girl Chronicles?
My highest moment with having Big Girl Chronicles is once I noticed the stats, that it reached Germany and Japan. I think that was my high, I know that was my highest moment. And that I got through my very first show. I was a nut, okay? I was, oh my goodness, going crazy, so nervous and second guessing myself. Is this time? And I think just even showing up for myself, not I think, I know, I actually showed up for me.
Yeah.
And did the first show. That was a high moment too. And like I said, to see the stats that it reached far beyond just the state I'm in and the country I'm in, that was huge. A lowest moment, I feel like I did hit a wall at some time. Because I was doing a show and am trying to still do, working on doing the show weekly. That was my goal, to have a show each week. And then I hit a wall where I'm like, well, what do I talk about now? You know, and what do we discuss? And do I keep bringing people on, or do I do a show by myself? You know, so I felt like I all of a sudden lost creative juices. But you know, even if you hit that wall, the juices come back, the creativity comes back, you know, and maybe that's the topic you talk about, you know, you just don't know. But I think that would be the low, and I wouldn't say it was the lowest, it just challenged me and stretched me to be creative and to keep going.
So for those that are listening in right now, and they're saying, I feel like I'm in that place where I'm stuck. I feel like I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. And you have some that are just gave up. What would you tell them?
I would say, and this isn't being spiritual or anything, I would say sit still and quiet and really clear your mind, whether it's breathing, meditating. Journaling helps a lot. Even if no one else reads it, you don't vocalize it to someone else, but getting whatever thoughts, whatever's going on here, it's you're centering yourself first. And then remembering your why. I tell myself in different aspects of my life, what is my why? Mm. And then go from there, you know, and if you have a coach, that helps, you know. Well, Kim, I don't have the money for it. Or, I mean, YouTube and Google, you can get something for free, you know, coaching for free. But I would just say affirmations and all of that. But just really centering yourself, getting back to your why. And once you start writing, it comes, you know, when you're jotting things down. Write the vision, you know, it comes.
Absolutely. And for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Queen of Living with Queen Coach LaRusha. And today we have the fabulous Kimay. And we have been talking thus far about her highly syndicated show, Big Girl Chronicles, all things fabulous. And so, Kim, Big Girl Chronicles is syndicated. You are doing great things. I listened to you when you interviewed your husband and Lashina and so many other people. And I was like, she has something great going on.
Oh,
you have something good. Now, my question is, what is to come for Big Girl Chronicles?
Yeah, so we're working on merchandise.
Yes.
You know, branding And we are working on more shows. There's much more people I would like to interview and have on, you know, and just to expand, I'm currently am working on a website, an official website, you know, but I do have the social media page, but I feel like I want more merchandise so that has the tagline on it, whether it is a t-shirt, you know, or a mug or a journal with, you know, just to remind yourself who you are and that you are more than enough.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, you know, looking in your bio, and I know this to be true, talks about how you were shy. You were a shy California girl who felt like an outcast among her peers. And you didn't even know within yourself that you had all of these talents. You know, I know, you know, it talks about you working with Beastly.
Yes.
And him developing you, you know, helping you to grow. And a lot of times people don't realize you start somewhere and then you go somewhere else.
Yes.
So with working with Beastly, because I've had the opportunity, same background for him, travel with him, do some things with him too. And I know how much a perfectionist he is and how much a machine he is and how focused he will push you.
Yeah,
he will find something in you that you didn't even know you had and bring that out of you and say, that's what I've been looking for. So with working with Beastlade and having your own album out, how did you equate that to having your own show?
Yes. You know, Beastlade, he roots for the underdog, you know, and I know people then, I'm sure they were like, why is he working with her? You know, out of all people.
Yes, yes.
Him.
Yes, yes.
You know, but he definitely focused on, like you said, getting it right. And he knew the talent and the gift that was there, and he's going to stretch and get it out of you, you know. But he was all about development, you know, helping you get ready for interview questions.
Oh my God.
Now, if you're interviewed, this is how you answer a question, or this is how you present yourself. I learned about press releases. I learned more about the business side. It's fun. It's exhilarating and great being on stage performing, you know, and I felt like that is a home and a haven for me, and even stage presence, you know, because being so shy, it would drive myself nuts, so it drove everyone else nuts, you know. And even though I'm sociable and I'm this bubbly person, I'm really shy, you know, so to pull something out of that. And that's how I equate that to Big Girl Chronicles. Now I can confidently do a show, you know, with the help of what I've learned then and what I'm learning now with, like I mentioned, getting a coach. My coach is LaRush, Queen Coach LaRush, you know, so having that and someone who can still stretch you and push you, that's what helped.
You know, and please forgive me, listening audience, Beastlade is Grammy nominated and Stellar Award winner. We have to give it up for him. He does his thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm so glad that he did something that a lot of people don't do now. Artist development. He developed the talent. He taught you stage presence. He taught you what to do, what not to do, how to interview, what to say, what not to say, how to conduct yourself. And that is something that is not seen as much anymore. And as an artist, and I'm looking again at your bio, after, you know, touring with him and working with him, it wasn't long before you returned to the studio and laid down your tracks for Blueberry Thick.
Yes.
Now, I remember the blue hair. I remember the lipstick. I was like, I'm here for all of it. The queen has arisen. She's here and she's given us all of it. What was the mindset or B-Slade's vision behind Blueberry Thick?
Right. So when that happened, it was something that was already in the works, or, you know, I was originally being featured on this artist's work or a lot of, you know, his work, and or just a lot of communicating and, you know, just sometimes it's random. Oh, I need you in the studio. Can you do this? You yeah. know, and then that's how creative juices start flowing for something more, you know, a solo and a debut for myself. Mm-hmm. I feel like we, a lot of people related the music that we were doing even then to the likes of, or we reminded people of Timberland and Missy Elliott.
Yes.
And so, you know, those different beats, those different sounds. And, you know, so that's something that his whole roster, you know, at the time was called Neuro Inc., you know, yes. And so we all were just in the futuristic sounds yes. and all of that. So then I loved a lot of color and vibrant things like that. And so then we thought, and I love actually the 50s diner type vibe.
Yes.
So that was the creativity behind Blueberry Thick. It had like this 50s diner type vibe, music, you know, sounds, along with the brightness, the blue, you know. Yes. So, yeah. And it just pulled all together from there.
Oh my God. I still remember it to this day. And that is one of my favorite pictures of you. Because it's so out of the box. It's not what I'm used to seeing you look like. And I was like, yes, it matched everything to yeah. a T. So yeah. out of all the 14 songs, I believe it was 14 songs
yeah.
that you had on your album, what are your top three favorite?
Absolutely, Big Girl. That's yes. number one.
That's one
and actually, the version that's on the Blueberry Thick album is not the original version, you know? So it's a different vibe to the original one. And then this one, we just enhanced it, you know? Mm. But for sure, Big Girl. I love Southeast. That's even featured. Yeah. Well, it features Destiny. She was going by Destiny at that time. Now she, I believe, goes by Paradise Scooby, if I'm saying it right. Forgive me if I mess your name up. Mm-hmm. But it's Southeast because it represents, I'm a native of San Diego, California. Born yeah. and raised California, bred all day, every
yes.
day.
Yes.
So I really love that one. And I love, oh my goodness, I love Rapper's Delight.
Yes.
Yes. And that one, now that I was stretched in the studio to mm-hmm. record. Mm-hmm. I did some things and different type of singing I never did before. So Rapper's Delight in a flow of rapping that I wasn't used to. And so that one as well.
Oh my God. Yeah. I tell you, he know how to stretch you. And just and to pull you and to press Listen. You and to speak to you. And I remember one time being in the studio with him and he stood next to me and he said, sing it like this. And yeah. I was like, I can't sing it like this. He's like, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Sing it like this. And
yeah.
I was so tired. It was yeah. like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was trying to go home.
Yeah.
And I think I got so frustrated with him that I sung it that way. He's like, that's what I was waiting for. And I was just like, I was so over it. But he's, I won't say, for lack of a better word, perfected. He's a genius.
Yeah.
And people would sit with him and talk to him. And yeah. she's going to the studio with him and how he could play all instruments and put things together and puts out. So I'm so glad that you had an opportunity to work with him and you put out your album. And I know that, a little birdie told me you just did something with him. Now I didn't know this. So Kim is not in your bio. So can you share with us what did you and Beastly just do?
Yes, it was released. Was it 2021? 2020, it was definitely during the pandemic. So I believe 2020, but Out the Box 2 and 3. So his project, you know, you already had Out the Box.
Yeah.
But he released Out the Box 2 and 3. And you will hear yours truly on a couple of tracks. I mean, I am featured.
Well, look at all of this. See, a little birdie had to tell me because I did not know all about this. Now, so for those that are wondering about her music, her show, and all of those things, we're going to make sure you have all her information before she leaves with them telling you. You want to hear her music, you want to listen to her show, and you want to get to know her. Now, being born and raised in San Diego, California, and no longer living here. Now, I know you moved away, but before we go into all of that, you have this one wonderful person in your life.
Yes.
That God has allowed you to bless you to marry your husband, Chaz. I had an opportunity to hear you guys on the show together. And I'm so happy and excited that you have someone, a king in your life that loves you for you. Now, I'm going to ask you the most girliest question ever. I never ask this question. How does it feel? Now, how does it feel? Because, you know, a lot of women are talking, I'm waiting for the right one to come along. And, you know, I, you know, I'm a little bit curvy.
Come on.
Will I ever find love? Will I ever be happy? They say I'm cute in the face, but I got to lose some weight. All of these things. But your husband came along, and it seemed like he didn't try to change you. He accepted you for who you are and all of that. So, Chaz, we want to give you a shout out.
I love you.
Yes.
Yes. Shout out to my number one. Of course, God is our number one, but he is definitely my number one, my wonderful, amazing, my friend, my best friend, my husband, Chaz, man, I love you so much. I thank God, and I tell him all the time, I thank God for him every day. You know, I wasn't sure about marriage, period, at one point. I was actually afraid of marriage. I didn't think anyone was going to accept me, you know, but here comes Chaz, just out of the blue, someone not in my same hometown or anything. And he loves every bit of me, didn't try and change me. And at that time, we both were in a space of, listen, this is what comes with me. This is what works. This is what does not work. Are you down to keep going? If you're not, I respect it. Have a great day, you know, and moving on. But we both were in that space and we both welcome one another. But he's such a loyal human being. He communicates with me. You know, we were able to talk about so much, you know, anything, everything under the sun, and not have judgment and to be able to feel safe. That's huge for me.
Yes.
And being in a safe place and it not be used against me or used for evil. So, yeah, he's my keeper.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I think, and the reason why I brought this out is because, again, so many women think they have to settle. Men too, please forgive me, Kings. I don't want you to think I forgot about you. A lot of people think you have to settle because, you may be plus size. I think it's good you have plus to your size, because you're full figured
I
or
like.
whatever the, whatever that is. But someone came into your life and you were able to say, here I am.
All
He
of
was
it.
able to say, here I am.
All of
Take
it.
it or leave it, love me or hate it, but I'm not going to change. That is so empowering to be able to do that. And by doing that, do you feel like since you've been with your husband that you have grown and developed?
Absolutely. Yes. And I'm still growing and learning today. I owe it to him for his patience, because I was independent, very much independent. And when I met him, and there's ladies, please, nothing wrong with having your own. I was grateful. I'm glad to have had my own. My mom definitely raised me and my siblings very, very strongly for independence, and not depending on anybody. And so we had a conversation. I even had to request of my husband, now listen, I've been on my own for a very long time. Please be patient with me. But I had to allow myself to be open. He still accepted me. He wasn't trying to change me. He wasn't trying to make me only listen to him. He wasn't trying to control me or be possessive. But at the same time, I've learned I still need to stay open, and allow him to lead as he would, lead our household. Or I need to consider him. I need to consult with him, but it helped strengthen the way I communicate, because I was so used to, oh, I don't have to check in. I don't need to ask you for for why I gotta ask you to do what I want to do.
I hear
So
you.
I had to learn how to really be open. I think it's okay to be that boss. It's okay to be that queen. It's okay to be that chick or that dude. But if I'm closed off and I'm so guarded, I'm gonna push him away. So with him, I've learned how to open up, and allow him to love me. I've been abused a great deal in life. And so to allow someone to actually love me and trust them with my heart and with me, that's what changed. And I knew I evolved then.
There's a post I put out a long time ago. It says, when you're loved correctly, you will grow. And if you want to love, if you really love someone, you give them the opportunity to grow, to transform, to evolve, to ascend into their best self. You don't become an, are you going to leave me? Are you going to leave me? Are you gonna, no. Because when they are their best self, then you can be your best self too. There's nothing like two people shining bright, like the sun says, shine bright like a diamond. There is absolutely nothing wrong with it. And an empowered woman knows how to empower others.
Come
And so
on.
you are an empowered woman. Today, you have empowered others.
Oh, yes.
You have empowered others. And you said something that really touched my heart. By you being loved correctly, because you needed a safe place. You needed a place where there was no judgment, there was no nothing, but just love and acceptance because of things you have been through. And being that you have the type of show that you have and the type of marriage that you have, it has allowed you to grow and continue to grow. So I'm going to ask you one more question, Kim. For the woman that's listening or the man that's listening, they say, I'm afraid to love. I've been hurt. I've been judged. I've been abused. What would you say to them?
I would say, really believe in yourself and get to a place, even if it's second by second, day by day, to really zone in on your self-worth. I feel that's huge, you know, so you don't settle, you know, like Queen Coach LaRusha was saying, but zone in on your self-worth.
Yes.
And that there is someone out there that's going to love every bit of you. You know, if you know you can communicate with someone and share the raw, the good, the bad, the ugly, and still be seen as a queen or as a king and still be welcomed and accepted. I feel like that's a good road and to continue on with that individual, you know, but the fear, and that's the fear can allow us to get in our own way.
Yes.
It may not even be that other person, or we're already ready to be like, oh no. And now, don't ignore the red flags. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying forget about those. Well, I don't think this is it. Please pay attention to the red flags.
Yes.
But don't get fear overtake you so much, because it's really you. You're getting in your own way. So I just say do that, you know, and embrace that. Sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zones. You know, sometimes we have to try something. I never thought I would be with my husband, because at the time he was an over the road truck driver.
Okay.
And I don't know if we would have did long distance like that.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so it's just trusting that process and, you know, just embracing it, but please try not to let fear get in the way. Know your self-worth, work on you, and it will all fall in. I hope that makes any kind of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. And thank you so much for sharing that with our listening audience on today.
Yeah.
Kings and Queens, I know that you got something out of what she said, because I did, because fear will paralyze you. Fear will have you self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
Fear will have you, you know, and I've even seen the opposite. Fear will have you thinking you're okay. It's like, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. And you're not.
And you're not.
And it's okay to not be okay. And it's okay. And people think that if you have fear, that is a bad thing. No, sometimes fear can be the very thing help you to move forward.
Yes. I use that to fuel me, honestly. Any fear, anything that makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable, and you know it's time to make that step forward, you know, but I use that to fuel me. That's some good energy. I mean, just something that simple on before I step out on stage to perform, I am nervous like crazy, you know, but then I use that fear and I'm just out there just beasting it, you know? So I just feel like that, use that. It might be uncomfortable, but God pushes us out of those comfort zones, you know, and if you're feeling stagnant, it is time to change, to level up.
Exactly.
Allow that person in, you know. Yes,
because fear will have you, again, we talked about settling, fear will have you sitting up over there just waiting for by and by. I don't know what by and by is, but I have seen it, and that's why. And I've experienced it with myself, where I've allowed fear to have dominion. So I'm so glad that you have the type of show that you have. You are willing to share your story. You're willing to share your truth to help others, men and women, to transcend, to evolve, to grow, to leave from a place of stuck to a place where they are thriving.
Yeah.
No more, you know, I tell people all the time, I say, you know, I understand Destiny Child wrote Survivor. that you're not supposed to stay there. Eventually you're supposed to thrive. And so that's just a place where you're supposed to be at.
Yes. And I feel it is who you have around you and in your circle. When I say the circle is tight, is I can count on one hand, and it's not every finger.
Yes.
On my one hand, yes. You know, my main one being my husband, Chess, yes. You know, yes. But and I, what I love about him and in our marriage as well, before we got married, we pushed each other. He's a phenomenal photographer.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So yes. Intelligent, so, yes. So smart. And I, you know, we know we have each dreams for one another. You know, he didn't say, oh no, don't do this. Even if I came to him, oh babe, I want to do, you know, a podcast or a show. And, you know, he didn't throw it off or push it away. You know, he actually invested. Mm-hmm. Got my mic, got the laptop. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're pushing each other for, you know, to greatness. And I feel like for someone to just do that, because he could have easily been like, well, you need to focus on our marriage, or you know, I just lost my mom. But he was not like that at all. You know, so get people in your corner who's going to root for you, not bring you down, not belittle you, not secretly hate you, but they smiling in your face because we've been there.
Yes.
You know, so I just feel like just who you surround yourself around. And it sounds cliche, I know, but it's so true.
Oh my God, you are telling the truth. Thank you so much. And I hear you listening, audience. Okay, now Kim, we have to give them your information.
Okay,
how
yes.
How can they connect with you? Because you've given us so much wonderful information and you encouraged us today. I know you encouraged me. I'm walking away feeling inspired and feeling like I can go on. So Kim, for those that want to know how to listen to your show, how to connect with you on social media, how can they do that?
Yes, you can connect with me as Big Girl Chronicles. So big, B-I-G, underscore, girl, G-U-R-L, underscore, the word Chronicles. That's my Instagram. You can connect with me on Facebook, Kim A 2040. So it's K-I-M-M-E 2040 on Facebook. You can email me, Big Girl Chronicles, the way I spelled it, @gmail.com. You can catch me every Saturday, if not Saturday, for sure on a Sunday or a Monday. But every weekend, you can catch Big Girl Chronicles show on blogtalkradio.com/Big Girl Chronicles. But social media will always let you know when. I always put up links to what to click on. So that's how you can connect.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
The audience, I want you to go right now and connect with her.
Please.
She's amazing. I tell people all the time, there are so many people in the world that are doing phenomenal things. And Kim A is one of the ones that are doing amazing things. And she's just beginning. I tell you, I can't wait to see the merchandise and all of the great things that she's going to put out, because this is like, it's only been 5 months.
Look
at where you are at. Congratulations on the show, and congratulations on the marriage, and congratulations on all the things that you are doing. And I bless God for the things that you are about to do. Well, this is the time in the show that I hate. This is the time where I have to let you go. But if you would like to have final words, you can do so at this time.
Yes, I do want to thank you, Queen Coach Laresha, first for having me on your platforms, your shows. Thank you. And for syndicating Big Girl Chronicles weekly. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your coaching, your love, your support, your friendship, your nurturing, all of it. I'm so grateful to God for you. So I definitely want to thank you. Thank you to everyone who listened to this, who's going to connect with me, all are welcome. No judgment. Anyone, no matter your race, religion, whatever, just you are welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you again to my hubby, Chez Man. I love you. Please follow him, Chez Man Photography, you know. So, but those are my final words. And please remember, we may not be skinny. You are good and plenty. You are more than enough. Thank you.
You are welcome. Well, Kim, at this time, I want you to know that you are not a guest on Queendom Living. You are family. So at any time you have any new projects or anything that you are putting out, come back.
And I will. Us.
We would love, love, love to continue to have this conversation. And I am looking forward to having your husband on the show.
Yes.
So we can talk about all of his photography and the other great things that he is doing. Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being a guest on Queendom Living, Kimmy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have been listening to Queendom Living with your queen coach, LaRusha. Follow us on our various social media platforms, from one queen to another. I can't wait to celebrate with you again. I can't wait to chat with you again. Until next time, continue to have a royal day.